Start your day with Quaker Protein Instant Oatmeal, the instant oatmeal ready to help you tackle whatever your day brings, like wrangling your toddler into their car seat. That was fun. Coaching your sixth grader's soccer team.
Go girls!
And carrying all the groceries in one trip. Whew. Try Quaker Protein Instant Oatmeal, granola, and bars. Great taste and a good source of protein. Quaker, bring out the good.
ESPN is now the home of MLB.tv. If you have the ESPN Unlimited plan, you'll get a $15 discount on the 2026 seasonal MLB.tv package. And if you don't, no problem. When you sign up for MLB.tv, you'll receive a one-month free trial of ESPN Unlimited. Cancel anytime without losing your MLB.tv access. Get in on the action at stream.espn.com/MLBTV.
ESPN Unlimited auto renews at $29.99 per month after free trial unless canceled. Blackouts and other terms apply.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What did you tell Tom Brady?
We came to play football, not argue with the refs. And yeah, he didn't like it.
Earlier on the show, 2026 NFL draft prospect Eli Stowers. Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo. Coming up, actor Kevin Zegers. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. And now, Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Just had a very nice chat in our green room with Kevin Zegers, who is in the new hit show on Paramount Plus. I guess that's kind of redundant when Taylor Sheridan is writing it and creating it, called The Madison, starring Michelle Pfeiffer, who is remarkable in it, Kurt Russell. Matthew Fox, I haven't seen him in a while, right? From Lost. Anyway, Kevin's in our green room. We'll come out and talk about that show. He's also a hockey guy. Guys.
Ooh.
So we'll drop puck. Apparently he played right around here. Is there a spot other than, I guess, the Kings facility that in El Segundo? Are we known for our ice sports here in El Segundo? I didn't know that.
Thanks. That's right.
Okay.
Off ramps and ice sports.
All right. Kevin's going to be joining us shortly on this program. Tiger Woods, y'all. He's performing tonight at the TGL.
I
He's
do.
Putting himself in the Jupiter lineup this evening.
I do.
That is exciting.
And so he's been out since back surgery, and he's going to swing a club competitively for the first time tonight in the second match of the best of three TGL final. Los Angeles Golf Club won the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, Jupiter is trying to force a third match, and that's on ESPN tonight. So Tiger's on ESPN tonight. And I'm sure the ESPN executives are really, you think so? You really want to do that? Or they're the other way. What do you think? Look, could you imagine somebody wakes up this morning and they're like, hey, Tiger's going to perform. Are you fine with that? You good? Can you promote that?
You guys good?
Do you have the people to help promote that?
We want to bump anything? We good?
Look, Tiger, would you?
Backs against the wall, row out the goat.
And by the way,
let's go.
There's no college basketball tonight. The women's tournament is on hiatus till the Sweet 16, and the men's are on hiatus till the Sweet 16. So this is an event this evening on ESPN. Let's go watch Tiger swing a club.
Yeah, light NBA schedule, only four games tonight. So
okay,
let's throw some Tiger on and let's
don't
go.
Don't you think?
Oh,
he's wearing red too.
Very excited.
So we had Max Homa on yesterday
Must
to talk about it.
Links.
Okay, look at us talking TGL.
It's fun.
We're good partners.
We are,
if I may say. We had Tom Izzo on in hour number two.
Ooh.
And we also had Eli Stowers, one of the top prospects in all the land, certainly at the tight end position. He was on in hour number one. If you missed it, there's our podcast version of this show, all 3 hours, however you get your podcasts. There's also our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Our Disney Plus page also has an opportunity for you to watch all 3 hours back whenever you want, because it's your right. I'm that way. Al in Dallas wants to join us.
Al.
What's on your mind, Al? What do you got?
How we doing, boys?
Well, great.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, buddy?
something.
What a great weekend, huh? A lot of backdoor covers, a lot of unbelievable games. I watched that Michigan team for the first time, Richard. I have to admit, that is some hell of a team you got there.
We're not as full strength as we can be. We have a kid
named
LJ Kaysen who came off the bench and has a remarkable knack for pushing the transition game, slashing to the rack, three-point shooting.
Wow.
He can also distribute. He's a really good player that we lost, about a month plus ago. So we're not at full strength.
That's scary.
I appreciate it. Our Achilles heel is we don't have a backup point guard of note. If our point guard gets into foul trouble, then we're in trouble. That's a fact.
That's first class problems to have, Richard.
I appreciate that, Albert.
God Almighty. I mean, we had a St. John's that had a point guard that didn't make a point until he made a point. You know,
like dude, my brother was watching St. John's on his phone while in between Cooper's matches this weekend down here in the South Bay. Because, I mean, we are St. John's people growing up in our household.
You know it.
Because of Walter Berry and, you know, Lou Carnesecca and the Big East moments.
Shelton, the golden moments. Shelton Jones, Yamini Bohara.
Way back when Rick Pitino was the Providence head coach.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It's great to feel involved again. You know, I don't want to say like I'm TJ Jefferson with 9,000 teams I root for. I am rooting for two college teams. TJ, sorry, I had to take that shot at you. But I'm rooting for, you know, obviously Arkansas and St. John's. And it's just great. It's great to be involved. It's awesome. I love the tournament, especially that we have the ability to hedge a lot of games. Like I was telling Brockman over the weekend, these apps are insane. I know you can't get involved in that stuff, Richard, you know, being the luck.
No, in six more days, I'll talk about it, though.
There we go.
Yeah, I don't have to be the unfrozen caveman NFL employee in 6 days from now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a blank slate. I have no idea. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Well,
is that all
good, boys?
Okay.
Enjoy the tournament.
There you go, Al.
Bye, Al.
It's Al in Dallas.
Whatever, Al.
See you, pal. You know who checked in today? Tua.
Oh.
Yeah. He held a press conference, not in Atlanta.
Where is he?
It looks like he's on his front porch. Looks like he got kicked out of the house, like the kid's asleep, and you need to have your press conference in the foyer, or
can we help these guys
that's
with
what it looks like.
Camera angles?
Yeah, it looks like he's got his phone or his iPad, you know, underneath his chin.
Yeah.
And it does look like he's on his front porch.
It does.
Holding a press conference. As the newest quarterback in Atlanta, you know how I feel about this.
He's going to be week one.
I think he's going to be. Yeah. I mean, Penix is hurt, and also...
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'll get to that a little bit more in a second, but Tua had some interesting things to say, including what went down with him in what turned out to be his final season in Miami.
My play wasn't up to the standard of the way I've been playing football the past, 3 years since the new contract. So just got to play better football. That's what that really means. There's no other way to sugarcoat that or go around that.
Mm. First things, you know what you can't sugarcoat is the heavy fingered typer. I don't know what that is. Somebody transcribing or something. I don't know. I mean, can we type lighter?
Getting that down. You're one of those like,
that's weird. I mean, it's really heavy fingers. Yeah. And the other thing is, Tua's not wrong. Not wrong. I mean, listen, it can't feel good that he and the Dolphins broke up. And it'll be a chip. The question is how much of a large chip on his shoulder, and can he bring a chip to Atlanta? This is what he had to say about the concept of a quarterback competition, which is what the GM Ian Cunningham said it was going to be, which at the time... When I heard that, I took that as more of a slight to Penix than it was to Tua. And I took that to mean that Tua's going to get the leg up because, I mean, in the same way I'm thinking Kyler Murray can't be beaten out by J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota because of the amount of experience that he's had, Tua's pretty much almost neck and neck with Kyler in terms of experience. And also, to be honest, you know, disappointments. being drafted as high, and also making the playoffs, having one playoff appearance, and being one and done in it. This is what he had to say about the competition concept.
You don't choose a team based off of whether I'm going to be starting or not. I think you look at the entirety of the group, right? As I was looking at the other teams, you know, I knew I had to compete regardless of what that was going to look like. Coming here, you know, I kind of know Mike a little bit based off of his relationship with my little brother as they were coming out for the draft. So in that sense, you know, I kind of got in contact with Mike and whatnot, talked with him. And moving forward from there, competition is just a thing in the NFL. I am no stranger to competition. Had it in college. And I would say competition is just going to be there. And competition enhances the play of everyone that you're surrounded with. And so, you know, last year wasn't the best year for me. And, you know, I'm looking for a fresh start, but fresh start in the sense of being able to compete, being able to go back out there and playing football, good football. And I think the best football is still ahead of me.
I'm loving his honesty here.
He's always kind of been a pretty straight shooter, and, you know.
Yeah, no, but there were times, though, Dolphins fans would say, like,
weirdly, he
also didn't know what time it was sometimes.
Sometimes, but.
Right.
He generally tells you what he's feeling.
Well, I mean, there's just no doubt that he wound up being a free agent.
Yeah.
An opportunity to look for a spot, and I don't know what other teams he was talking about or were interested in him in terms of the, you know, names or anything like that. You have to assume it's the same ones as anywhere else.
Yeah,
and he got on his spot before anyone else did, you know, in the new league year process. And interestingly enough, the transaction held. And
the only team without a quarterback right now is Pittsburgh. Yeah,
right. And I don't know if Tua was even an option for them there. It wouldn't have been for me. I mean, you were talking about cold weather. I wouldn't want to be, you know, be in a cold weather spot and hire him, to be straight up, based on what we just saw in Miami. With all due respect, I'm not denigrating. I'm just taking a look at the results. And I know it's unfair to say that one of the playoff games, it was so cold, people got frostbite. But when you look at the scenario that Michael Penix is the starter there, you know, I imagine you're finding out, I'm coming. Clearly, Cousins isn't going to be there. So I'm going to competing against a kid that is really talented and has the opportunity there and potentially a leg up on me because of where he was drafted. But the people who drafted him are gone. So there's going to be an even beginning here between the two of us. And I am, you know, I know the kid through my brother, as you mentioned, his brother. And, you know, it'll be a healthy room to join, but you also know that you've got more experience than him. So if it is truly a straight up apples to apples conversation, you should be able to beat him out. And then on top of it, the offense is kind of sick there. This is what he had to say that.
I think the biggest thing you see with the group of guys that we have, you got Yak and Kyle Pitts. You can throw it in the vicinity of Drake. Drake's going to catch it. You got a back like Bijan. I mean, we had Achan last year, and you could see the similarities in the style of run. I think Bijan might be a bit more physical, but in terms of speed, elusiveness, then you got the play action game to work off of that to get, you know, these guys the ball. All in all, I think it can be really dangerous.
Almost as dangerous as the way that he balanced the phone to talk. I mean, I was a little concerned.
And they just added Brian Robinson to that backfield.
Dude.
Make sure you draft the right one in fantasy.
Let me just say this, because I see they play each other on the schedule. There is no Miami Dolphins, right? But there are the Vikings. Falcons at Vikings, Tua and Kyler. And I bet to make sure that those two are going to be the guys that face one another. I wouldn't be surprised to see that on national television in the first month of the season.
Oh,
If you're the schedule makers and you see it's Atlanta at Minnesota, wouldn't you put that on a Thursday night? Doesn't that reek of Prime Video week two, week three? You know that this is going to be in the period where Penix is either hurt or it's the 6 week period where you've got both of these guys still getting a tire kick with their league minimum salaries, right? And if it's not, let's just say it does turn out to be Penix versus McCarthy. That's another national championship game rematch. Wasn't that on the schedule last year as well? I would make book on that being an early season nationally televised game where we're like, okay, which one of these guys who got cut and is on a massive dead cap number on their previous team trying to make it again with their new teams and league minimums and playing with house money and have them face off against each other? Justin Jefferson and Drake Bijan Robinson.
Star power. I mean, big
that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be surprised to see that when the schedule comes out in May as a first month of the season nationally televised game. Sunday night, I don't know, Monday night, Thursday night, choose it. I'd watch it.
Thursday or
I'm
Monday.
I'm going to watch any of it.
That's not really a Sunday night
Why not?
Matchup.
Why not? Why not? It'd be New England against somebody to rate for that. So it is.
Yeah, the New England does rate better than either Atlanta or Minnesota.
Just trying to figure that out.
But all right. I don't know. One team went to the Super Bowl.
They played Dallas. Atlanta has San Francisco at home, Kansas City at home, Detroit and Chicago at home, Cincinnati and Baltimore. Dude, their home schedule, the Falcons, is going to have Lamar, Burrow, Goff, Caleb, Purdy, potentially Mahomes.
Yeah, and one of those games in Madrid.
Jeez. Okay. I see you.
Not a lot of cold weather games, though. Cleveland.
There's Pittsburgh.
But maybe that's a September, October
game. I don't know. They would hope for that. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Tua is going to be this week one guy. I'm telling you, it's going to be the number. He's going to be the week one guy. He's going to beat out Penix. And I think Kyler's going to be the week one guy, too. I don't see that as a week one game. I see the week two, three, or four nationally televised. Let's go. All right, let's take a break. When we come back in studio, is the actor Kevin Zegers. He is in The Madison, playing mostly in scenes with Michelle Pfeiffer. He is next. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here. The tax deadline will be here before you know it, and you just want to know your taxes are actually being handled. But the old way? You hand everything off, and then silence. Days pass, weeks pass. You start wondering, should I send another follow-up email? It feels like you're chasing updates and getting nowhere. But now, taxes are different, because your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax full-service expert. With Intuit TurboTax, you can match with your dedicated tax expert and hand off everything right in the app. And while your expert checks for every deduction, you'll see real-time updates on your phone so you always know exactly where things stand. Suddenly, you're not refreshing your inbox. You're going for a run, grabbing a coffee, scrolling anything other than a just checking in message, because your TurboTax expert is handling it and keeping you in the loop. So this tax season, get your best possible outcome and every dollar you deserve without the guesswork. Visit TurboTax.com today to learn more. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. If you're like me and my family, you're all about creating amazing memories while on vacation. And for me, many of those have involved a home we found on Airbnb. We had such great experiences that whenever we travel somewhere new, we always check Airbnb first to find a place that fits our needs. The homes we've stayed in, comfortable, safe, private. You feel like you're part of the community. After a long day of exploring or sitting on a beach, it really is nice to come back to a place you can call your own. Airbnb is also a great way, if you want, to earn some extra money while you're traveling or out of your house for an extended period of time. You can make your home work for you while you're away.
Not as a full-time thing, not as some big production, just something that fits into trips you're already taking. You can use the money for that dream vacation or put that money towards that outdoor kitchen you always wanted. Hosting on Airbnb just feels smart. Your home may be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. O'Reilly Auto Parts can help take the guesswork out of your check engine, ABS, or maintenance light with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. O'Reilly Veriscan can identify the most likely problem with just one scan. If you need help, O'Reilly Auto Parts can recommend a shop for you. Don't ignore a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. A free service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Kevin Zegers is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience just returned. We just showed a clip of The Madison, which is streaming now on Paramount Plus, a 6-episode season, Taylor Sheridan's newest show. And, you know, it is fitting that Michelle Pfeiffer kind of has just a lone shot right here on as the face of the show, because she is in many different ways. What is it like being in scenes with her?
I mean, she's everything that you, I mean, I think any leader of, you know, number one on a call sheet is like a very specific job. And it's not just about, I mean, obviously she's in nearly every scene, but it requires a level of like, you know, you're the leader. We're out in Montana. There's a lot of younger actors on the show, a lot of newer actors on the show. And her ability to just go, we're out here, anything you need. She just, you know, she's got, it was the most impressive thing. She opens up her binder and she's got like, it folds out this paper that's like this long. And the arc of from the beginning of first episode to the last, so she can regulate, you know, oh, here, I just had a meltdown, so I don't want to do that again. So I'm going to bring, and it's this like long winding thing of like how she arcs. And I was just like, for her to care that much and for the girls and the other actors on the show to see like, this is what the level is that we're expecting, I think is just like, and she's also just, her and I got particularly close, I think partly in you know, because of the character's relationship.
Yes.
And the trust that we built to like, because Taylor's not there. He writes the scripts.
And he's not.
He's not.
He never once showed up on the set?
He showed up in Texas for a day.
Okay.
But Christina Voros, who's our director, he's worked with a ton. And I think, I mean, I think he comes if there's problems.
So you don't want to see him.
If the plane's on the way, there's things are not going well.
Right.
But he's just, so I think there's a level of like, you got to find a buddy on those shows.
Right.
Other than your Christina, our filmmaker. And I think both of us just kind of locked into like, what do you need? And I think part of Cade's thing is what I tried to do with Michelle, which was like, whatever you need out here. You want to run lines for your 10-page scene tomorrow? Let's do it. I'll hop in there. It's just a... It became part of like my vibe because I thought Cade was like that, and we became super close because of that.
Well, I mean, the show is about her journey, and you know, emotionally, spiritually, and the story of Kurt Russell and how it was all obviously woven together. And you become part of that as the show moves along. And again, that's you're waiting for, as you said, the bad guy to show up, or a little bit of pulp, to show up. Or some unspeakable multiple tragedy, right? Like that we saw in 1883 or 1923. Or in another case of what's another Taylor Sheridan staple is him showing up without a shirt.
Or
a smedium. You know what I mean?
He is in incredible shape. I just saw him at the premiere and I was like, bro.
Dude, right?
I could see veins through like a sweater like this.
Yeah.
Dude.
Got it.
How do you write that much? And lift that heavy.
Listen, he's Taylor Sheridan.
He is.
Is it true you met him as an acting coach, though?
I did. Yeah, yeah.
That's how you like, first met him?
It's 20 years ago. He lived in Reseda.
Right.
A little bungalow with his girlfriend at the time, who's now his wife. And yeah, you could pay him $100 to help you run lines.
And he probably needed the money back then.
I'd still imagine. Have an email from him.
Yeah.
From... Yeah, a long time ago, and it was like, "Hey, you owe me like $150." Like, I haven't been paid, so I think I paid him. But
okay,
I don't think he needs the money now. But
no, that's in a couch cushion right
exactly,
now for him.
Totally, yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
You know, but in your times again with Michelle Pfeiffer, do you ask her about, like, say, Scarface or the Fabulous Baker Boys or anything from her history?
I think it's sort of a given that people love her.
Yes.
So, well,
can confirm, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm married.
So am I, sir.
Yeah. That doesn't stop me from.
No, we have red blood.
And everyone says, like, the Scarface, like, do you ever think about her in Scarface? I'm like, no. I think about her, like, at exactly where she is right now.
Okay.
Getting out of the car. Like, she is stunning. But I can see by that.
No, I know that. But I was like, tell me a Pacino story. You know what I mean? Like, what do you got for me?
She doesn't
know?
She wants to talk about her granddaughter.
That's what we're talking about.
How cold it is in Montana and
right.
How far base camp is from set.
You She's know? Married to David E. Kelly, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the coolest guy.
Who is, by the way, Taylor Sheridan before Taylor Sheridan.
Correct. And he was with her the whole time. He loves to fish. So he's up in Montana.
He's there, though. The dog.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Taylor's David's there.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got one writer.
Who knows what he's doing, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's, and so you're a real life cowboy as well, or no? Or is that in your real life?
I mean,
you're
I live in Studio
rider?
City, so I'm not.
Not anymore. Real, but yeah. You grew up in Canada.
I grew
correct?
Up on horses in Canada. Right. My uncles are all dairy farmers. So yeah, I mean, I grew up in the country.
Seen how to do it, right? Yes.
But I had a lot of help. Christina's husband. The director
yes.
is the animal wrangler on these shows.
Yes.
So I spend a ton of time with him.
Yes.
And he's like a real cowboy. He lives in West Texas. So
right.
I had some great guidance.
But in your also in your history of your acting career, you're yeah. used to working with four-legged animals.
I sure am. Yeah, yeah.
How's that for
very comfortable. I know. Look at that.
You like that?
Smooth as glass. Look at you, Rich. By the way, I got to say this. We have a lot of friends in common, you are universally the most liked guy.
Come on.
I swear to God.
Tell me more.
No. I swear to God. And I'm not pumping your tires.
Okay.
Like universally, I've never heard a bad thing about you.
No, I appreciate
that. I was super
that.
Excited to come today.
Thank you for saying that.
It's
I
all
appreciate
true.
That. Now, I was literally about to say goodbye, but let's stick around. I'm just kidding. Tell me more, Kevin.
Yeah.
But thank you for saying that.
Of course.
So in your filmography, mm-hmm. Air Bud.
Yes.
You were the 12-year-old kid in Air Bud.
I sure was.
Correct?
Yeah.
How the hell did that happen, man?
I don't know. I grew up in Woodstock, Ontario, which is 2 hours from Toronto. I'd done like a couple of commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
It somehow happened that I met the director. It wasn't a Disney movie when they cast it. It was just an independent.
Was it a horror movie?
No, it was an independent movie. So it wasn't
it was a
like
a dark movie.
It was, yeah. By the way, it was dark for me.
Air Bud was on a 10-day contract.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Couldn't make the jumper.
Shotgun in the
ring.
On the side.
Yeah,
it was, yeah, it was, that was a long time, 30 years ago.
Dude, 30 years. When, look at that pic. What do you think of when you see that picture, man? What do you think of?
I think like, that was probably a Saturday. I remember we worked 6 day weeks on that show. I remember being like, golly, I want to go home. I think that's probably what I was
thinking. Is that you're thinking?
Or who gave me that haircut? It's probably what I was thinking. What on earth?
Mid-90s, that was the style.
Yeah, come on now. That's not too far.
Canadian tuxedo with the bull haircut.
Canadian tuxedo with the ball and the dog.
Oofa.
How many dogs were there?
First movie, there was one.
Just one Air Bud.
That was the dog who did Letterman. Who could actually shoot baskets.
Okay.
But he died a week after we wrapped.
No. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? He had cancer the whole time we were shooting.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What so a week sad after we wrapped, story.
I know. And I think I was young enough that my parents were like, oh, he's not going to do the press tour. He's like, he's got to be at home. And I learned later, he's dead.
That is wow. Uh-huh. That is a hard. I had no idea. Like, you went
so it is dark.
Old Yeller at the very end here.
I mean,
huh?
Literally just must
no.
have. He was probably all doped up by the time.
Come on.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Oh, man. Who chose number four? Did you choose it? Somebody do that? I don't know.
You was mean
it,
the number?
Yeah. Was it a C-Web thing?
No, it must have been.
I'm just
Barf?
I wear number eight.
Okay.
That's my number.
Look at you right there.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did anybody have to clean up after Air Bud? Anything like that?
No, I never saw him use the bathroom. You know,
ever?
No.
Did you ever take Air Bud for a walk?
I sure did. Yeah,
you
yeah.
did.
By the end of the films, because you just have treats in your pocket. They follow you around because you have treats.
Oh.
But it was 3 months I was with that dog. So the trainer eventually was just like, just bring him to set and he'll be fine. He'll just hang out with you. So, yeah. But I don't remember ever.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it was the cancer medication.
Oh, dude. I can't. such a sad turn of events here, man.
Did I just ruin that movie for everybody? I'm never going to watch it and go, God, he was sick. He does look like he's limping in that scene.
I'm going to watch it differently now.
Yeah,
sorry, guys.
Because your son is watching it nonstop.
Yeah, Cage is kind of dialed in. We've watched all of them multiple times.
Okay.
Because a year later was the football one, right?
Yeah, that was New Dogs.
Okay.
Healthy dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay.
And several. By the end, we had 7 or 8 dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. You can tell, actually, their heads change size. They're slightly different colors and scenes. Yeah, yeah.
Who was the most athletic Air Bud of
the first one?
The first one?
Yeah, he was he's the star. The
he's a
you
star.
Could actually do everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you and I have something in common. I was in Like Mike. There were no dogs in
that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
That was a long time ago. Oh,
tell me about it. That was one of my first movies where I really got out of my lane. I played myself.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
I channeled my
inner. The best version of you or just regular Rich?
No, I was, I mean, you found out, Kevin, there's only one version of
that. That is true. Yeah, yeah. You're consistent.
Yeah, the one who loves talking about himself.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to walk away saying, those guys are, I have a different impression of Rich.
You and me both, pal.
And everyone else. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your hockey career. What do we got? When did you first you're from, you said Woodstock,
Southern
Canada?
Ontario, so two
hours north of Toronto.
At 2 years old, put skates on.
You're out there in a slough? Is that what you're doing?
Timbits, which is like, we have Tim Hortons in Canada, so Timbits, they sponsor all the hockey.
Right.
So at two, you put skates on kids, you tie them up, then the parents have to sort of leave, they have to go.
Yeah.
They just put out 60 kids.
Okay.
And you just figure it out. Falling all over the place. They throw a puck out there and some sticks, and like, you do that for a year.
Right.
And then half the kids are like, I hate this. And then the other half continue.
What about you?
I loved it.
Okay.
And I played AAA hockey until I was like 14. Even while I was doing those Air Bud films, I would come back and play.
Why didn't they put you in the Mighty Ducks then?
I auditioned for that. I don't know.
What the hell?
I know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Didn't mean to digress.
But I grew up playing with Rick Nash, who ended up being the captain. So I immediately had like an awareness of, he's a year younger than me, so he was playing a year up also, that like,
yeah,
he was so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Than all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, we were a good team, but it was good. I didn't have any fantasy that I could, I was ever going to be 6'4" with better hands than me and faster. So it immediately, I was like, okay, cool. I can just hang it up. But I still play. I play twice a week here in LA.
You do?
I do. Yeah.
Are you a grinder? What are you? What are you?
It's just like a beer league.
No, but are you a grinder? You're not. You're a winger.
I'm a 200-foot player.
Okay.
I'm try to be. I'm too old now.
So are you a Leafs guy?
I am a Leafs guy.
Oh, should we hug it out right now or what?
God, we're so
the way
bad.
You just said it, too.
we're so bad. I was going to wear my Leafs hat today because I think it's better to wear things. Like, you should wear a Jets hat now. When it's like, that's a real fan who's like, I know we're embarrassing.
Hold on a minute.
We suck. We've made 100 mistakes.
Let me call this
up. But the Leafs need to blow it up.
Because my son, my 15-year-old son, Cooper, who is a diehard Patriot fan, loves sending me stuff that gets me upset, the Jets. He sent me, or somebody else did, sent me, I guess, Chat GPT,
mm-hmm.
They plugged in, say, name the next 30 Super Bowl champs.
Not on there.
The Jets are on there, but in 2064.
Ooh. Right.
You know what I mean?
Be in a, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Like, in a convalescent home.
If I'm lucky,
yeah,
that's where I will be.
With some kid who's not even born yet.
That quarterback is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, in two generations from now. That's how sad.
It'll be like the Leafs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But well, actually, the franchise that gets equated to the Jets are the Sabres, because they haven't been.
Although they're really good this year.
They are. They're actually going to get in the playoffs.
They're going to do well. They're playing. They're on a heater right now.
Okay. So who's your favorite? Who was your player growing up?
Doug Gilmore.
Doug Gilmore.
Because he's little.
Okay.
I'm not a big guy. So
is that why?
And he was an animal.
Yeah.
He would knock your teeth. He was just like exactly the. He's like a rat.
Okay.
Like a really talented. Which is sort of how I played.
Do you believe in the McSorley stick curse?
You
believe in that?
100%.
That's why there's been no cup north of the border.
Correct.
You do believe that?
Even with good teams like Edmonton. Yeah, yeah, no, it's done. We're over. We've had good teams, but we can't win.
Wow.
How has McDavid not won a cup?
Great question.
Bad goaltending.
Again, when I took my youngest son 3 years ago to a Kings game and the Oilers were there.
Yeah.
And he goes, Dad, which one's McDavid? I'm like, just take a look on the ice. In Oilers uniform, and you'll tell me which one he is.
Yeah.
It took him 1 minute of action to go, that was him. It's him.
He's playing like he's in another. If he were a kid, they would move him up a division.
Well, they check his birth certificate first.
I know. Yeah. But even in the NHL, I'm like, oh, he's like, there's guys who are, look, or they look like me playing beer league hockey with like, because guys sometimes come out and play with us, like ex-NHL players in our league.
Who? Who you got?
Sheldon Surrey.
Okay.
One of my best friends. But even him, he's an old guy now. He's not old, but he's in his late 40s.
Right.
50 maybe. And it's just a different, I mean, they're mutants. They're like, and he was not a, you know, he's a defenseman. He was a, he had a big shot, but like, not like he was Sergei Fedorov, but it's crazy. Even still, it's like a, it's another thing.
Did you, again, I'm just before we send you on with your day, Kevin Zeger's here on the program. I don't know, were you on the set often with Kurt Russell or not at all?
More in the second season.
Okay.
Which shot already.
You have, that's what I've heard. Oh, so nice. That's true. You did
in
shoot.
True Taylor fashion. Okay. He's like, I think we're going to make more.
Okay.
Like, Paramount's like, okay,
well,
cool.
Well, he's Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah. It was crazy to me because I'm like, no one's seen it. Should we wait for, he's like, no. We don't do ratings. We don't do.
So.
Love that.
So are you saying Taylor Sheridan greenlit himself?
I mean, I think it was insinuated that he's like, I'm writing. And they go, okay.
Yeah, well, stop me. Say no. Say no. I don't want your material, Taylor.
I would want to be a fly on the wall for that conversation. You're like, listen, Taylor, let's have a chat about what it is.
That's why he works out as much as he does.
Exactly.
He shows up in those. Okay, so so you have been around Kurt Russell being a hockey guy.
Big hockey guy.
Do you ask him about Miracle?
Ask him about Miracle and why it's a really good player. His son was a really good player.
Right.
But so the more we talk about that.
That's Herb Brooks, man.
I know. Yeah, but I'm Canadian. Who cares? Herb Brooks. So you had like one moment. Other than the Olympics, by the way, you just beat the brakes off of the Olympics. But yeah, Herb Brooks, who cares?
Dude.
Beat the Soviet Union. Cool. Awesome. They're like one moment where they like they didn't show up because they were like, this is going to be an easy game. And then you get.
Damn.
That's a take.
By the way,
that would be,
you should. Here's what you should do with Taylor. Well, the Taylor is too much of a rah-rah American. He won't do this.
Yeah.
Come up with the other way of looking at Miracle.
Where the Soviets win?
No, where nobody cares because you're up there in Canada. Yeah. I hate watching it.
We were like, okay, we're the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. How about those Blue Jays?
Ernie Witt was the manager of Team Canada.
He was.
You know, I'd explain a.
You're right.
Very good. But yeah, the Blue Jays. So you were rooting for them against the Dodgers.
Of course.
Dude, so was I.
So close.
As a Yankee fan?
I was in Montana.
You were on the set of the Madison?
I was on the set of the Madison.
Okay.
And they called me to set, and it was game seven. So it was late.
Ugh.
And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. It was season two. So thankfully, I'd built up a rapport, but I was like, you got to wait. Like, I got to wait until there's a break. And they're like, okay, I guess we can shoot the other side for a minute. But I was like, it's the first time that I've been like, I need three.
Wow.
Tell them I'm taking a dump or something. Like, sit in the porta potty. Like, I got to priorities, man. Ugh. Priorities. Oh,
you needed to watch this so badly. You ran the risk of somebody telling Michelle Pfeiffer, Kevin's not on set because he's taking a dump.
That's fine.
That's how much of a Blue Jay fan you are.
Absolutely, 100%.
Because that would be a mortifying thing to be.
I truly didn't care. I did not care. Yeah.
Sorry, Michelle. Yeah. I'm going to put a mental image in your head.
Yep. Kevin's got gastro issues right now.
But it's game seven.
Yeah.
Dude, and it was almost there. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was one toenail away.
Got to take a bigger
this lead. Moment right there, man.
But had he just let off, like it's Dalton Varsho. He never pushes the ball to the left side of the infield. He pulls it. He's either going to strike out or he's going to pull it. Just take a lead.
Or dive head first.
Take a lead.
Do something.
Or dive. Yeah. Even my daughters know how to slide better than that.
Oh,
wow.
Man, let me tell you about the next one too, right? Where you thought it's going to be a gapper.
With the Pies.
And then Pies comes in and snags it.
They weren't meant to win.
The ball hitting the crack. No,
they weren't meant to win.
That game was crazy.
They're going to win this year, I think.
They're set up. Yeah. I mean,
Okamoto's really good at third.
Yeah.
He's going to be sneaky good. Varsho's healthy.
You are locked in.
Yeah. Oh, right. I'm totally locked in.
Okay. You and Eugene Levy can go to the games together.
100%. Maybe that now that I'm on a successful TV show, they can invite me.
There we go.
What a first pitch.
No, by the way,
Ashley, we can make that.
These are things that we have had people say that
we can make this
from that chair, and it happens.
That's an aspirational thing.
Okay.
Throw out the first pitch at some point this season.
Let's do it.
Great.
Done.
Rogers.
We got that for you. Yeah. We got that. We got that. You mean the center you're talking about?
Rodgers owns everything.
Oh, no, yeah. Not Aaron.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not
Aaron, no.
That's good. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Done.
Great.
All right, what else do we need?
I don't know.
Okay. So we found out a couple things here.
Yeah.
You're a diehard hockey guy. Air Bud. Oh, my God, buddy.
Air Bud had cancer.
Oh, my God. What a sad twist.
Ruined your
son. An old Henry-like
don't
twist.
Tell your I mean, I'm not going to tell him.
Don't tell
him.
I'm not going to tell him. How would you tell your six-year-old son that? Hey, I got something to tell you about Air Bud. He'd be like, did he like treats? Does he shoot threes? I mean, no.
Yeah.
Died.
Far, gosh, damn it.
Dead. Before the, you know.
Okay.
Before the wheels got cold.
All right.
Not
you love the Blue Jays so much, ran the risk of somebody telling Michelle Pfeiffer you were taking a dump.
Yep.
So you could get off of set.
Yeah.
Which is commitment.
And, it would Good never Lord. Even cross my mind that I wouldn't do that. We were, you know, it's end of season two. Like,
yeah.
They could have fired me. They would have by then. So I was like, I think we're set for a night.
We also learned you don't care about the Miracle on Ice. And we also learned that Taylor Sheridan greenlit himself for a second season.
Basically.
Okay. Of the Madison. Which
I mean, I'm sure that, you know, they signed the check.
They might have, or he had it contractually obligated, just didn't tell you.
Maybe.
Could be that, or he can literally do that.
And people don't show up, as has been proven by this thing.
Like,
as you said, it's a different show.
It is.
But I think a lot of people have showed up. So.
Yes, well, because it is well done, well acted, well shot. It's beautifully done, and congratulations to you on all of that.
Thank you.
Let's get a round of applause here for Kevin Zegers, everybody.
Woo! Thank you, Rich.
Kevin Zegers, 1984.
Yeah.
4 years after you began not caring about the Miracle on Ice. Just trying to bring it all back to what we've learned.
Herb Brooks, whatever.
Whatever.
It was just so
whatever. It's one of the greatest speeches ever.
Yeah, but
and Kurt Russell's nailed it. Moments, and he's like, "Yeah, what moment?
Ooh,
who cares?
Who cares?"
Paramount Plus is where you can see the 6-episode season, and then season two, which is guaranteed. Season three, maybe it'll green light it in 5 seconds.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Thanks for coming on here, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Back to wrap up this show in a moment.
The Rich Eisen Show. The podcast.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use, helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
Into the Hyundai Getaway sales event, people, and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong, because right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech, or you can go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love. During the Hyundai Getaway sales event, visit HyundaiUSA.com. For details. You know how we do a bit when Sean William Scott comes on this program about famous movies that we rewrite to have horrible
sports,
horror movies?
Sports movies. We make them a horror
endings. Yeah. That was kind of what we just had with Air Bud.
Took a turn.
Where I'm like, okay, Kevin Zegers going to come on. Obviously, we'll talk about the Madison. It's a raging hit. It's Taylor Sheridan this, Taylor Sheridan that.
Beautiful.
But he was the 12-year-old in Air Bud. And I'm like, maybe, I promise you, I'm like thinking I can bring that up and I can, you know, sit around and think about this show all the time. And I was sitting there thinking, I'll get a cute story. Maybe the dog, you know, pooped somewhere and I could, you know, share a story about my dog's pooping. And I don't know. And the story we get is, you know, Air Bud died a week after shooting because he had cancer the whole time. It's just terrible. Like, what do I do with that?
I don't know. It's like his Jordan flu game.
I
the whole movie.
The whole movie. Oh, it's like, oh yeah, E.T. didn't look like that because he's adorable. He had psoriasis.
My God, Rich.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Rich.
What are you shaking your head over there?
That was funny.
Okay. Is it too soon?
Too many M&Ms.
Reese's
Pieces,
Reese's.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
E.T. overrated.
Oh, bro.
Let's move on.
Yeah, please, don't, yeah, we on. Can't accept
let's
that.
Move on.
Yeah, we can't.
Don't let him get you. He's trying to get you.
Yeah, he can't. He on. Is. Rich, it's, this is, yeah.
When was the last time you saw E.T. the Extraterrestrial?
Probably in the 80s.
Okay. You watch it with your son, and you don't cry at the end. You are a hollow man inside. How's that for a retort?
There's no way Cage would be interested in E.T.
Why? What are you talking about?
Oh, he would love E.T.
I got to say, that movie probably doesn't hold up. When was the last time you watched it?
2 years ago. Well, with Taylor, cried at the end. Yeah. I don't care about who knows it.
Wow. All right.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, yeah. Martin in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Martin
is on line one. What's up, Martin?
How you doing there, Rich? Long time watcher, first time caller. My question is for TJ, actually.
Yeah. Martin, Martin?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, you've got the floor, Martin.
Let's go.
Yes, TJ, I don't know if you saw Monday Night Raw, but Stephanie Vicaire and Liv Morgan seem to really be going at it.
Yo, they beat, each other down.
Your opinions on this match?
I think Liv is going to win. I think she's going to win the title.
Wow.
I'm not saying that's what I want or I need. I like both of them. Both of them have been on the No Contest Wrestling podcast. I suggest you seek out both episodes. But
well, I mean, I could tell you he's definitely sought out the episode because I don't know if this is Martin in Hawaii. It sure sounds like Shay from Compton. Is that who this is?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Martin from Hawaii.
No. Hold on a minute. I believe, Martin, you love Bam Adebayo, and you thought his 83-point game was awesome, right? Right? Yeah?
Boy,
yeah.
Let me tell you. I watched.
Wait, is this really O'Shea?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know a work when I see it, TJ, and that Bam Adebayo is a work.
This guy's still on Twitter talking about refs decide games. Like, come on, bro.
I'm just saying. Del Tufo 2028.
I thought this was Martin in Hawaii.
No, it's not. He is Martin in Hawaii.
Oh, he's in Hawaii right now.
I don't know where he's at. I haven't talked to him.
Can I just say hi to my friends? My God.
O'Shea, we miss
what
you, buddy.
What country is this? Miss you guys too, man.
Hostile work environment.
It's not hostile. Not hostile.
Yeah, that's hostile from the jump. I couldn't get my question off.
You know what's hostile is
on a Monday.
Well, that's hostile is calling up, gumming up our phone lines is Martin from Hawaii. When you're not, that's hostile.
That's phenomenal.
You did good interviewing Tom Izzo, bro. You didn't even like go Super Michigan or nothing.
I didn't because I respect him.
I'm just telling you a good job. Oh, complimenting.
No, all right. See, I'm hostile right now. All right, we're out of time.
Yeah.
We're
up.
See you, Martin.
All right. Adios, Martin.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast from 30 for 30 podcasts.
Brian Pata, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.